Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
Three bushfires burning north of Sydney have joined to create what's been dubbed a mega blaze.
New heat wave exacerbates Australia's bushfires, now raging out of control.
The world's oceans are struggling to breathe.
Oceans losing oxygen thanks to man-made global warming. Plus,
we would love some action from the people in power.
Young activists pressure UN Climate Summit to get moving.
All of that pressure and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
People are flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times, as opposed to once.
No, they're not. You're just making that up. This is your Green News Report. You and your toilet must really be full of shit. Okay, Desi Doyen, what the hell is Donald Trump talking about with the flushing the toilets 10, 15 times?
Oh, Trump is now going after water efficiency rules that save consumers money. Trump falsely claimed last week that he ordered a federal review of water efficiency standards for bathroom fixtures, but in reality, it was the Republican-controlled Congress back in 2018 that mandated that the EPA review all regulations implemented by the Obama administration prior to 2012.
So this was meant to save water. These low-flow toilets, and now he's claiming it's using up more water.
And he's wrong about that.
What a surprise.
EPA data says that updated water efficiency standards actually save the average family nearly $400 in water costs every single year.
Oh, well, we need to stop that right away.
In eastern Australia, more than 100 out-of-control fires continue to rage amid a prolonged severe drought and yet another heat wave. Air quality has reached hazardous levels in Sydney, where over the weekend, three major fires joined together to create a mega blaze stretching more than 37 square miles. The heavy smoke closed ferry service in Sydney Harbour and is so bad it even set off smoke alarms at the University of New South Wales. Rural Fire Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons warned residents that the fire situation is going to get worse before it gets better.
We've got a significant number of fires which are joining together and will continue likely to join together over the coming days and weeks, given the access, the terrain, and the volatility of fire behaviour and how quickly these fires are spreading.
I'll tell you what, for the last, 3, 4, 5 years, every December, it seems like we get this same story out of Australia.
Yep, and worse, the smoke and soot from Australia's fires are turning New Zealand's glaciers pink, 1,200 miles away.
Of course, that deadly volcano in New Zealand isn't doing much either for soot around that country.
It certainly isn't. In California, bankrupt utility Pacific Gas and Electric has agreed to pay $13.5 billion to settle claims arising from the deadly 2017 Wine Country fires and the 2018 Camp Fire that killed 85 people in the town of Paradise.
Did you say $13 billion?
Yes. PG&E admits those fires were caused by its failure to maintain its equipment. If approved, that $13 billion settlement with victims would be in addition to a previous $1 billion settlement with cities and an additional $11 billion settlement with insurance carriers.
That company is already in bankruptcy. Now is the time for California to buy it up, I say.
Meanwhile, a new study warns that oxygen levels are falling in the world's oceans. Warmer seawater holds less oxygen, and the researchers calculated that 50% of the oxygen loss in the upper part of the ocean since 1950 is a result of man-made global warming. The rest is caused by nutrient runoff from agriculture and industry. The loss of oxygen has a wide range of consequences for marine biodiversity, and it affects the everyday functions of ocean ecosystems.
Which means that fish and other wildlife in the oceans die for lack of oxygen.
Right. In Madrid, Spain, inside this year's annual United Nations Climate Summit to negotiate the Paris Climate Agreement, world governments are deadlocked on a number of measures, including an attempt to create a global carbon pricing mechanism. Outside the conference, tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets demanding that negotiators do more in a Friday school strike for climate led by teen climate activist Greta Thunberg. In a press conference, Thunberg and the other youth climate leaders excoriated world leaders for not moving fast enough, even as climate scientists' warnings become increasingly dire.
The climate crisis is still being ignored by those in power, And we cannot go on like this. It is not a sustainable solution that children skip school. We cannot go on like that. We don't want to continue. So we would love some action from the people in power.
Yeah, but we need you to continue, Greta. You and all of the thousands of students out there, please keep up the pressure. No pressure, but you're our only hope. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, please check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks and the Twitters at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.